T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
You think that dogs and cats are the best pets, right? But they actually are not. Kids and teenagers get more satisfaction out of a different animal. Is it a turtle, rat, or a snake? The answer now as we get you in the loop.
A family in Colorado is claiming they bought a box of Quaker Oats cereal from Walmart that had expired 21 years ago. The family became suspicious when they noticed the Quaker guy still had brown hair.
Getting you up to date with everything you need to know today. And probably a few things you don't. The Jeff and Jen Show is getting you in the loop.
Early voting in Georgia is a big deal. There are record turnout numbers so far. I mean, this could be as high as a presidential election going on right now. In Cobb County, people are waiting in line for more than 3 hours to cast their ballot. They say it's so unusual to see this kind of turnout for a governor's race. Everybody who's the director of elections in Fulton, DeKalb, Cobb County are saying a lot of folks just want to get it done. They want to be able to say that they voted. These numbers are crazy. The turnout so far is a 214% increase over the last governor's election in 2014.
Didn't you say that you had to walk away from your polling place
every single day this week?
Oh, you've gone back and back.
Yes, I am. I live in Cobb County, and so I've been going to try to early vote. And I'm like, I don't have enough time in my day to early vote right now. I don't have a 2 or 3 hour block to stand in line yet. So I keep going by and checking, and the line is still wrapped around the building every single day. So they're opening up additional satellite locations in the next week or so. So hopefully those lines will go down. But people are turning out in a big way for this midterm election right here in Georgia. Some other numbers you want to take note of is all about Mega Millions and Powerball. So there was no big winner in Powerball, so that pushes the jackpot up to $430 million ahead of Next Chance on Saturday. And then Friday's drawing for the Mega Millions is now worth $900 million. So because everybody heard about that $868 million yesterday, it has now pushed it up to $900 million.
Where will the longer lines be? Will they be trying to vote, or will they be at the racetrack lottery counter?
I don't know. All right, but I did find this. It's hilarious. 4 things you should not do if you hit the Mega Millions jackpot, okay? Do not forget to sign the back of the ticket, okay? That protects you in case somebody steals your winning ticket. You got to sign it. Don't tell anyone. They say people will come out of the woodwork looking for handouts. Cousins you never even knew existed will be on your doorstep asking you for that money. They say also don't automatically take the lump sum, that actually paying it out over time means you won't spend it all within a few years. And the last tip if you win the Mega Millions is don't start backing all of your friends and family's crazy business ideas. Because if they were good business ideas, they probably would have been successful already.
Listen, everybody who I can see right now, intern Stephanie, JP, Janine, Jen, everybody right now, okay, mm-hmm. that I can see. If I win $900 million, you each get $2 million for your crazy business idea.
Nice.
I don't care.
I love it. Thank you.
I do not care. Do you know why?
Please mark this somewhere. Let's save this. Okay, right here. This is a promise. This is an audio contract.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I have no problem with that because I have $900 million. I can spare $2 million for you losers because I'm a 900 millionaire.
All right, a couple other headlines for you. Orange is the New Black says they will end with season 7 on Netflix. Also, Josh Groban is at Infinite Energy tonight. Our Atlanta Hawks lost the home opener. Ooh, did not look good against the Knicks last night, but that's okay. Jeff has a gift planned for our Atlanta Hawks coming up here, right?
Yeah, because, you know, yesterday on the show, we played the Atlanta Hawks, the only Atlanta Hawks music we had, and it was horrifying.
It's pretty scary. I'm feeling terrified.
I mean, listen, the Falcons are all...
Falcons
And the Braves are all. And the Hawks are all. So I had an idea, and it came to me yesterday. I recruited some help, but I have a new Hawks song for them.
Awesome. Cannot wait to hear that coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show. But first of all, we got to tell you about this new pet. There's a new survey that says forget your dog and forget your cat, because your kids, your teenagers actually find more satisfaction out of a different kind of animal. Do you want to take a guess?
Do not say snake.
It is not a snake.
Okay, good.
It is also not a turtle. It is a rat. Kids like rats the best. They say they don't cost a lot. They're smart. They're loving. Kids love the way they freak out their parents. They say owning a rat builds self-esteem. I didn't know about that. Rats are educational because of how often they perform with each other. So you can use that to talk about the, you know, the birds and the bees and the rats.
Yes, ma'am.
And then they say that rats are clean and rats freak parents out, which kids absolutely love. So I guess if you've been debating on getting a pet, then you don't have to worry about the dog or the cat now.
My high school girlfriend had a pet rat and it was actually pretty cute.
See?
I was just trying to see her naked. I can't remember, but whatever. It was there.
Ew, Jeff. Seriously, it's too early for that.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.